This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. November 11th marks Veterans Day. Across the country and across the world, Armistice Day. This is the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day. We're talking about it with Paul Copeland, who's coordinator of Veterans Services at SIU. Paul, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
When we think of Veterans Day, people think of parades. They think of ceremonies remembering fallen soldiers. And that's no different this year, although there's a little more significance this year. Am I right?
Right. So we in Carbondale have always had a little committee that gets together and plans a ceremony. The ceremony is traditionally held. It is the 11th day, the 11th month, on the 11th hour. That is the cessation of hostilities in World War I. We chose to move the ceremony this year to 2 o'clock in the afternoon with the logic that it's on Sunday and people may want to attend church and then come to the ceremony. I then got a letter that informed me that there's a nationwide commemoration of the 100th anniversary at 11 o'clock local with bells ringing nationwide. And so we, the university, are going to participate in that, and we certainly would invite anyone with a bell to, at 11 a.m. on November 11th, ring the bell 21 times.
And that'll be, as you said, at 11 o'clock Central Time. If people would like to take a part in that ceremony, 11 o'clock on November 11th, it's outside the flagpole near Pulliam Hall on campus.
Right. The bell tower at Pulliam will sound the bell 21 times, followed by taps.
As we talked before this got started, there are remembrances of for veterans all over this region, but one that people might pass by and they may not know about it is a remembrance of the soldiers who fought in World War I that were also students at SIU.
That's correct. In the lobby of Shryock Auditorium, there are brass plates on the columns as you enter the theater that I passed by as a student many, many times and never bothered to read. It's just a plate full of names. I took a moment and stopped as we were going in to see the Nutcracker a few years ago, and it's acknowledgement of SINU students who participated in the World War I, or at that time, the Great War. And at the bottom of the plaque, there is an acknowledgement that these gave the ultimate sacrifice, and there are 16 names. So we're going to read those 16 names while the bells ring.
Things have evolved since 1918, but in your mind, how important is it to have this remembrance, this stop and pause moment every year on November 11th?
All right, so this is an acknowledgement of service. And we get great support here in Carbondale from the first responders who come out to the ceremony and help us with a little bit of crowd control, a little bit of display, put a big flag up on the fire truck. It's something that attracts attention and brings other people. But it's an acknowledgement of service. And so I'll even expand it, you know, past veterans. It's about those who serve America. And we ought to take a moment once a year to remember that there are people, whatever time of day it is, missing church and missing family events on Christmas Day, on Thanksgiving, all those things that we take for granted. There are people who have assignments to do, and they do them because it needs to be done and because they have this sense of service. And that's what we're taking a moment to just say, all right, we saw you, and we appreciate what you're doing.
So that's at 11 a.m. on November 11th on the campus of SIU Carbondale. Then at 2 o'clock that afternoon, you mentioned there was already a ceremony planned. That's at Veterans Plaza, which is in downtown Carbondale. Can you tell us a bit about that?
That'll be a little bit more involved ceremony. We have an invocation and a flag presentation. Someone will sing the national anthem and God Bless America. And we will ceremoniously lower the flag and have a firing party. And so it's a sort of a bigger production, and a speaker. So that's an opportunity for the community to come out and again, come out after church and join with us as we acknowledge Veterans Day.
That's coming up on November 11th. You can get more information at veterans.siu.edu or by calling 453-1335. When people think of veterans, a lot of times they think of people their parents' age, these people who served and went on and had the rest of a career, a family life. But you, Paul, deal with veterans who are back, and these are young people trying to go to school and start that career.
Well, that word veteran has many sort of meanings, including we have National Guard members who are very traditional college student, 18-year-olds, who joined the National Guard, went to training between high school and the freshman year of college, or may have, in fact, gone to basic training in the summer between junior and senior year in high school and are now serving while attending school. The more typical veteran that most people would think of is the 20-ish, 25-year-old who did 4 or 6 years of service and is now coming to college. using the GI Bill. We also have a number of veterans who have served 20 plus years who then come for their second career, come to the law school or work on a master's degree before they get out into the working community. So we in this area, we have a large population of veterans from all the conflicts. We've initiated this honor flight. They're on their fourth one, I think, now. They just completed the fourth honor flight. Mm-hmm. And they're really aggressively trying to make sure that we can serve all of the World War II veterans as they're becoming to the point where they can't travel and can't do the day trip. So we have that large number out there that may need resources, and that's why one of the reasons I exist.
Paul Copeland is Coordinator of Veterans Services at SIUC. You can get more information at veterans.siu.edu or by calling 453-1335. Paul, thanks so much.
You bet. I'm happy to be here.
This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.